This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 5th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. It just got a lot harder to ignore the downswing in piston aircraft sales. The manufacturer of the world's top-selling piston single is chopping 8% of its workforce. Cirrus Design co-founder and vice chairman Dale Klapmeyer told BusinessNorth.com sales have been up and down this year, but extremely poor in August. Cirrus says it has cut 102 positions, including 25 voluntary separations, as it scales back overhead to match declining sales. The company adds it hopes for a rebound by the end of the year as buyers respond to tax incentives in the federal economic stimulus bill passed in January. President and Chief Operating Officer Brent Wouters shared the specifics with Aero News. The cuts include 73 jobs at the company's headquarters in Duluth and another 29 at its composites production facility in Grand Forks, Minnesota. Quote, Cirrus has to be more flexible as a business to demand fluctuations. We need to tighten up efficiencies, unquote. ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell will talk further with Brent Wouters in today's Aero News special feature. By an overwhelming majority, employees represented by the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers have rejected what Boeing called its best and final contract offer. They voted Wednesday to strike immediately. But union leaders told workers to stay on the job 48 hours longer while they meet with Boeing reps one more time. The new deadline is just past midnight tonight. Doug Kite, Boeing's VP of Human Resources and lead negotiator, said in a statement Thursday morning, quote, "We offered employees the best package of pay and benefits in the aerospace industry," unquote. He added the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service asked both sides to meet at a neutral location immediately. A walkout would mark the fourth IAM strike against Boeing in 20 years. Analysts say a strike would cost Boeing about $100 million a day in lost revenue, as unfinished planes sit idle on production lines and customer deliveries grind to a halt. If the strike lasts more than a few weeks, the effects will also ripple up Boeing's supply chain. Midwest Airlines reports significant progress in its ongoing quest to remain in business. The Milwaukee-based airline said Wednesday it has secured $60 million in additional financing, including commitments from TPG Capital and Republic Airways Holdings, an airline holding company based in Indianapolis. Midwest Chairman and CEO Tim Huksema said $40 million has already been funded, with an additional $20 million committed contingent on completion of certain milestones in the airline's voluntary restructuring plan. The net result of all the changes will be a mainline fleet consisting of just 9 717s, requiring the company to make more furloughs. British investigators now say they're reasonably certain ice crystals blocked fuel lines on a British Airways airliner that landed short of the runway at London's Heathrow Airport in January. As ANN reported, the Boeing 777 was on an extended final to land at Heathrow January 17th when the autopilot commanded the engines to spool up. Both engines responded initially, but thrust then dialed back to just above flight idle. The Air Accidents Investigation Branch says it suspects a larger-than-normal amount of water contained in the fuel froze, and ice crystals blocked the fuel lines during descent. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board assisted in the investigation. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Medevac services accentuate the positive. EAA redefines its role at another regional fly-in. And a 12-year wrongful death court fight ends in Chicago. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, Jim Campbell gets answers to questions about the workforce cuts at Cirrus from company president and chief operating officer Brent Wouters. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.